When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Carl Gallups is a critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author. He's a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, the longtime senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and the host of radio talk show Freedom Friday. Carl frequently appears in television, radio, and print media, interviews as a commentator and pundit for all things geopolitical, biblical, and prophetic. He's also a well-known conference speaker. He's the author of numerous books, including Masquerade, Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History, The Summoning, Preparing for the Days of Noah, and his latest, The Yeshua Protocol, An Explosion of Revelation for Our Unique Generation. Carl Gallups, welcome back to Coast. How are you?
Richard Serrett, man, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. The Yeshua Protocol. Why the name, The Yeshua Protocol?
Yeah, thank you. Well, listen, as most of your audience, I'm sure, knows, the word Yeshua is the Hebrew word that eventually translates through the Latin and the Greek into English as Jesus. So that's the Hebrew name for what we would say in English, Jesus, Yeshua. And then protocol, of course, that's a term that's used a lot. It's become extremely popular, movies, etc. But protocol, of course, means an applied set of principles and rules, agreed upon regulations for how something is carried forth. So we have military protocol, we have scientific protocol, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is, the book is titled Yeshua Protocol because his name is everywhere. And this is the point of the book. And as you said earlier in the introduction, I mean, it's not only everywhere in the Word of God, of course, but in layers of the Word of God that could be heretofore previously be unseen, as well as understandings and pictures of his name in the ancient Hebrew language that's mind-blowing. I've got 41 illustrations in this book. And then, of course, it's in geography, it's in archaeological discoveries, it's in our DNA, as you were talking about. It's in the quantum physics area, the quantum particles of an atomic structure. It's unbelievable. And all of this is coming forth in powerful revelation before the world only in our lifetime. Oh, some of it's been in the Word of God, of course, forever, but it's just now that either we are first discovering it in our lifetime because of technological advances and plus just the ability to immerse oneself in these sciences and in these arts, if you will, because of our access to the internet and all the libraries of the world. But the most important reason is because we are the only generation to live in the age of an absolute technological exponential explosion. And it is through these technological devices and applications that we find most of this stuff. And then when we find it, we do what you and I are doing right now. We use technology that's now broadcasting all over the globe. And then, of course, technologies on the internet, you know, videos and websites. So 24/7, the revelations of these truths of Yeshua's name, the name of God, the name of Jesus himself, the name Yeshua, embedded everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And that's what this book talks about. And I give a lot of examples. I go into the deep understanding that the Bible itself prophesied. This is amazing, Richard. In the Old and New Testament, a technological explosion of the last days, a marker of the last days, was prophesied in both the Old and New Testament. And I unfurl those and do a little bit of word study in the Hebrew and the Old Testament and in the Greek and the New Testament to show you. And scholars have seen this forever, but it's just never really been talked about. But here we are, right in the middle of it all.
All right, so let's talk about the prophecy of this explosion in technology, that we are the first generation to see this exponential growth of technology. I believe it's Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, let me just start with this opening explanation. So it doesn't take one long at all to get on the internet and do some research and discover that, yes, we are the only generation. I mean, since the flood, when everything was wiped out before that, I mean, here we are. And so in thousands and thousands of years of human history, we're the only generation to experience an absolute exponential growth in technological explosion. And that's happening now. You know, now we think of computers and internet and all that as a part of it. Well, of course it is. But there's so much more technology that's come in the military field, in the medical field, in the chemistry fields, quantum mechanics, DNA mapping, and genetic auditing and editing. All of that in our lifetime, and it all started, I mean, big time started, right around 1950-ish. In that area. So it's just in our generation, if you will. And of course, just 2 years prior to that, the prophetic nation of Israel was reborn in a 2,700-year-old prophecy. The nation of Israel is back. Now Jerusalem's connected to it. Technological explosion that is undeniable. Now quantum computing is right around the corner and is already being used. That's going to explode it even further exponentially. So anyway, back to what you said. Yes, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, and then that correlates to Matthew 24, where Jesus himself speaks of this. Yes, he does. I know some people are listening thinking, well, Jesus never speaks of a technological explosion. Actually, not only does he do it, but he relates it back to Daniel 12. So let me unwrap Daniel 12 very quickly. Very quickly, Daniel 12, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it right in front of me, but I've read it so many times. It speaks of, Daniel gets this whole revelation of the last days. In fact, it says, this is in reference to the time of the end. It says that in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, the time of the end. By the way, I want your audience to know, I'm not a date setter. I'm not some sensationalist. A lot of what I say is sensational because the Bible is sensational. Our technological discoveries are sensational. So I'm right. Not a date setter, but I do know that the Word of God says when you see Israel return, when you see Jerusalem come back, when you see the nations that are listed in Ezekiel 38 kind of lining up to come against a returned Israel, when you see a technological explosion, that's what Daniel 12 speaks of.
We should also point out,
in those days,
gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So, we should also point out, Carl, before Daniel 12 verse 4, sort of the context here is that Daniel has been transported into another time, another age, perhaps our current age today or even beyond.
Yes,
and he practically faints. He practically faints at what he sees.
Yes, he does. And the Bible says that. And he says that he couldn't stand. He couldn't see. Imagine if you and I, if this world went on for another 2,000, you know, years or more, 2,400 years, can you imagine if we were transported through some portal, through some time time advance application technology into 2,400 years from now? Now, consider where we are now. Consider the technological explosions now. Can you imagine 2,400 more years unabated of that kind of explosion, what the Earth would look like? We couldn't even comprehend it. It would bring us to our knees. We wouldn't know what to think about it. Well, that's the experience Daniel had, because in Daniel's day, they were still riding horses, brother. They were walking wherever they went.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this. So Daniel sees all of this. And in Daniel chapter 12, he's told by the angelic visitation that's revealing all this to him. He's told, now seal this up, Daniel. Seal it up in a scroll. Okay, and we can talk about that unsealed scroll later, but he says, seal it up in the scroll until the time of the end. Now, that implies, of course, that in the time of the end, it will be unsealed. Well, I'm telling you, and this book shows you, it's being unsealed right before our eyes. But then the next verse is the most important one. He says, unseal it until the time of the end. He says, and people, many, will roam to and fro over the face of the earth, and knowledge will increase. All right, that sounds pretty benign. Many will roam to and fro over the face of the earth, or travel to and fro, whatever translation you use, and knowledge will increase. But here's what I do in the book, because for hundreds of years, renowned scholars have read that, and you got to remember, hundreds of years ago, there was no technological explosion. But yet these scholars understood that that's exactly what that meant, that verse meant. Now, they could not have imagined our day of internet and cell phones and nuclear weapons and on and on and on, CRISPR-Cas9 and genetic editing and quantum mechanics and the depths of it. So, but when Daniel is told this, as I said, scholars know that that's what that meant. Now, what I've done in the book, though, is I've taken the words of that verse that are translated from Hebrew into English. I go back to the original Hebrew words, and the nuances of the meanings of those words are astounding, and I'm going to share them with your audience. And one of the ways that I help people understand this is, in the book, is that not only do I show you those nuances of those words, but I show you how the nuances that are there, that when they're inserted in that verse correctly, It exactly says that it will be an exponential explosion of technology, but I show you how those words are used in other scriptures of the Bible, beginning in Genesis, in the way of those nuances. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So it says, for example, it says, many will go to and fro over the face of the earth. Okay, well, the word many comes from the Hebrew word rab, R-A-B, Rab. And what that means, it means an uncountable multitude. And I give examples in my book of places in the scriptures where that word uncountable multitude is actually used in the English translations in other verses. I don't know why it's not used in Daniel, but it just says many. But, you know, what's many? 10, 100, or uncountable multitudes? 10,000 times 10,000, 100 million or more, as a way of stating it. And the Hebrew dictionaries actually say that, uncountable multitude. And then it would say, for example, 10,000 times 10,000, because that phrase is used in the Bible. Okay, so now you put the word uncountable multitude will roam to and fro. Well, the word there in Hebrew is shawat, and that's the same. See, to and fro, that's kind of an archaic English term. We very seldom use that in common everyday speech. You know, where have you been, Carl? Well, I've been going to and fro all over the place. We don't say that. But what that means, the way it's used in the scriptures, it's like when Satan in the book of Job is called before the throne of God. And God says, so where have you been? Now, God knew where he'd been, but, you know, it was a conversation between the two, and he was trying to make a point about Satan's wickedness. But anyway, Satan answers, I have been going shawat over the face of the earth, to and fro, over the face of the earth. Satan's domain is the entire earthly realm, as well as the what we would call the spiritual realm, the unseen realms Paul talks about in Ephesians 6, of the wicked presence of Satan and his demonic. And so he uses that term. Also, the Bible uses that same term to speak of God. His eyes roam shuat over the face of the earth. So in other words, it's a global encompassing, an encompassing of the entire globe. So now we get back to Daniel. Let's keep going. So Daniel sealed it up to the time of the end because uncountable multitudes will be traveling over the entire face of the globe. And then it says, and knowledge will increase. That word increase comes from the word rab, but it's rabah, the verb form. And that means an exponential multiplication type of growth of things. And it goes all the way back to Genesis when God says, you know, he filled the earth, the sky with birds, and he said, and let them rabah, let them multiply and fill the earth. Animals, let them rabah and fill the earth, multiply and fill the earth. Fish under the sea, multiply. He's talking about exponential growth, multiplication. Even Adam and Eve were told to procreate, and then eventually the earth to fill, to subdue the earth, grow and multiply, exponential growth. Now let's go back to Daniel, since I've said all of that, and it takes on a fresher and newer understanding that is the actual Hebrew meaning of it. When he says, now Daniel, you seal up this scroll, the things you've seen about the time of the end, he said, you seal it up until the time of the end. In other words, it will be unsealed. And then he says, and here's the marker of the time of the end. Now, those words that I just spoke are not in the Bible, but that's the context here. Seal it up until the time of the end, comma, and then it says many will roam to and fro. Okay, so he's saying this is the marker of the time of the end. Now, watch. I'm using the words properly from the Hebrew and as they are used in other places. Daniel, seal it up until the time of the end. And in those days, this is the marker. Uncountable multitudes of people will be traveling and traversing the entire globe. And then knowledge or technology, and that's where we get our word technology. There was no word for technology in the ancient Hebrew. That was invented by the Greeks about 200 BC. But he says, and technology will explode exponentially. Rabbah. Well, brother, that's what's happening right now. We can get on the internet. Well, there's technology. We can track every airliner in the world at one time in real time. It is covering the globe. Millions of people are all over the globe, uncountable multitudes traveling, not counting up and down interstate highways, ships, nuclear-powered submarines and ships and cruisers, and the seas are filled with people traversing the entire globe. The air is filled with people traversing the entire globe. We have satellites in the heavens and the space in space looking down upon the whole globe, and those satellites are connecting to information communication and some transportation devices, GPS, the entire globe. Uncountable multitudes are traversing the entire globe, and knowledge. And I've got several pages about just knowledge, the exponential growth of knowledge. Forget technology, just knowledge itself. You can get on the internet. Now I can go to any book in any library, anywhere in the world, all the way back to as far back as books were written. So knowledge has exploded exponentially, and so has technology. That's exactly what Daniel was saying. And the quick connection to Matthew 24. The disciples have asked Jesus, tell us about, quote, the time of the end.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.